You're listening to Cross Currents. I'm Hanat Baba. Whether it's maintaining a forest or helping a 90-year-old activist off the sidewalk, sometimes a little help goes a long way. And that's the main philosophy behind the Leland House in San Francisco's Visitation Valley. The residential care facility has been assisting people living with HIV and AIDS since it opened 16 years ago. The house gives low-income patients an affordable place to live, which helps offset the costs of expensive medications by a lot. The cost of medication an HIV patient has to take can reach nearly $30,000 per year. And when you consider the median rent for a one-bedroom apartment in the city is almost $2,800, you start to see how helpful Leland House really is to the patients it serves. KALW student reporter Megan Quintana has always known about Leland House because her mom is a nursing assistant there. But she'd never visited for that long, and she wanted to know more about what it was like. So she took her recorder and brings us this story of what makes Leland House a special place.
My mom's worked at Leland House for 12 years, sometimes coming home with news stories about her second family. Because the people living there were really sick, I always imagined it to be a very restricted and highly supervised place for them. I wanted to know more, so my mom took me on a tour.
Okay. Hello.
Hi, you're your daughter?
Yeah.
Oh, hi.
Hi, how are you?
You look exactly alike.
The first thing I noticed is that everyone is casual and seemed close.
Maria.
Yeah.
I told you what I call you.
It's like they're a home, because most of the people, they've been there for a long time. Like, you always see them every day. So it's like the family. It's a family.
Leland House is run by Catholic Charities, a social service of the Catholic Church that works to end poverty in the Bay Area. Leland House recruits its clients directly from hospitals and straight off the streets. The most basic requirements to move into Leland? People need to have disabling HIV or AIDS.
It's given me a stable house.
This is Alan Turpin. He's lived with HIV for 33 years and is one of the residents here at Leland House. We sit down to talk in the nursing office.
I did become sick. I was living in a house that I couldn't get up the stairs, as I have a degenerative disc disorder, and the discs are collapsing in my back. So the old house where I used to live was in Noy Valley, and I can't get up the stairs any longer. So I was able to obtain housing here.
Because of Leland House, Turpin can still afford to live in the city he loves.
Because we only pay one-third of our income for rent, we can afford to have a better life.
I was surprised to find that many of the residents still have a lot of control over their lives. Even though Turpin is sick, he can still do a lot of things he enjoys.
It's an independent housing facility, and so actually there's no structure. You can do what you want during the day, but I get up in the morning and I need to take my pills for my HIV. And then I'll eat breakfast, and I'll watch some TV, and I'm in college online, so I take online courses, and so I do some homework. I can do that throughout the day, and I need to spend like 4 to 6 hours on the computer.
Most of them, they're very independent, so like they can do whatever they want. You have to do is monitor them. If they're kind of sick, you know, you have to take their vital sign, making sure that they're okay.
Like Turpin, everyone here has a routine. One of the only big rules is that dinner is always at 5 p.m. sharp. I go to the cafeteria around 5 and sit down with some residents. It looks like my high school's cafeteria, with multiple round tables scattered around the room, and most of the tables filled. There's an opening in the wall with a nurse inside serving dinner to residents who are patiently lined up. I was surprised when some of them decided on no dinner. Even with lots of freedom and the illnesses the residents have, being at Leland House can be difficult.
Well, sometimes they have a psychological problem. And some people sometimes they're on drugs, all kind of drugs. So they're dealing of crack, speed, and heroin. Now it's not really hard anymore. I used to it already, so it's easy for me now. Especially it's like my family, because every single day I work with them. Like I spend more hours, like 8 hours with them than I spend in my house with my family.
Visiting Leland House gave me a whole new perspective on what life is like there. Not only did I see a lot of freedom given to the residents, but I saw closeness that everyone shared. Now I know what my mom means when she calls the people at Leland House her second family. For Cross Currents, I'm Megan Quintana.